Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And we have an extra special guest here today.
Hey, I'm John.
Hey, John.
Why are you here?
John, you know why? Because John is the tone master.
Yes, he is.
John, well, not exactly, but I'm joining you guys here today to talk about tones.
Tones. Mm. Tones. Mm. Ooh, scary. The very sound of it, the word tone, scares me. John, you have a really interesting idea for this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, don't be scared, Ken.
I am scared.
Don't be scared.
Okay.
Today's
tone. You shouldn't be daunted. Like me, I'm a native. I've never been daunted. That's why we're doing this podcast to share our knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about the first tone.
The first tone. Mm.
And I've been doing a bit of research about tones. And the good news is research shows first tone is the easiest tone.
First tone is the easiest tone.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey. So first tone is that high and level tone.
Mm.
Can you give us an example, Jenny?
Xin, xin.
Okay, so both high and level, right?
Mm.
So what we also want to do here is to give a feeling associated with the tone.
What do you mean?
It's just a sound, right? It doesn't have an inherent feeling.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to attach one on there.
Give it personality.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the personality here?
Hang on, what are you saying? You're saying that each of the tones you could associate with a kind of a personality or a feeling to help you remember it?
Right, it's a kind of mnemonic here.
Mm.
Ah, that's interesting.
So first tone is high and even.
Mm.
So we're going to think of it as like...
Barry Manilow.
You could do that. Wasn't what I was going to say.
He's high and...
But like high up in the clouds, like flying straight high up.
Oh.
Like light and floating.
Okay.
Yes, let's try it. Xing... Xin, I can clearly see that.
It works.
Yeah, it floats up there. So that word Jenny's saying is new.
Yes.
I think the actual stroke itself, when you see it, it actually indicates it. It's, it's flat and straightforward.
Straight line.
Straight line. So let's hear that again, please, Jenny.
Xin, xin.
Now, just to be clear, the word xin actually means what?
New.
New.
Mm.
Okay.
How about we try some other words?
Yeah.
First tone.
Yeah.
Qing. Qing.
Okay, so that means light.
Mm.
As in not heavy.
Yes.
As in flying up there in the clouds.
And light. Qing. What about gan? Gan.
So that's dry.
Mm.
So imagine a desert and this character is just floating high straight above.
Over the
Whoa.
Desert.
Yeah.
How beautiful.
First
All right,
tone.
That's really interesting. So let's hear them one more time. One of the interesting things, I think Clay mentioned earlier, it's a little bit like singing.
Mm.
There's an element of almost, it's kind of slightly unnatural that to me in English, that tone. There's a couple of examples. I think John might have one. But it's almost like singing or something. Let's hear those three words again, please, Jenny.
Mm. Xin, qing, gan.
Oh, yeah. That helps.
Mm.
That helps.
Yeah, it's kind of like one sustained note.
Yes.
Right? Whether it's Barry Manilow or whoever it is.
Manilow on a floating cloud over desert.
All right. So, yeah. Anyway, it's one sustained note straight.
Trust
right?
John to ruin a good lesson, my partner. Barry Manilow.
Hey,
sorry.
She brought it up. All right. And then just so that we have this straight, how it's very even.
Mm.
And I don't want to say monotone exactly, but it is one straight tone.
Yes.
Why don't we hear that in slow motion? So first, let's hear it in regular speed, Jenny.
Xin.
All right, now let's hear it in slowed down speed.
Xin.
Ugh. What was that, John?
That was actually your voice.
Yeah, what did you do to it?
Audio manipulation. For educational reasons. It's
okay.
Sexy, Jenny, sexy.
It's not, but it's educational, so I'll live with it.
All right, let's go on.
Okay. Xin.
And now slow down. Okay, and the next one?
Gan.
And now slow down.
Gan.
All right, and then the next one?
Ta.
And now slow down.
Ta.
Good for you?
So we can hear how it stays even.
I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. It is the only tone that actually doesn't really change, right? The others, sort of, there's an element of
variation.
Yeah,
the others go a little bit up or down.
Yeah, And it stays.
Yeah, it really helps when you see the mark.
Yeah.
As you all say, it's just the straight, flat line.
Yeah. Mm. You also have pronouns. I mean, give us some examples from pronouns. More sounds. First tone, please, Jenny.
Ta. Ta.
So that means...
Ta, they sound similar. They sound identical, but they are pronounced third person, male, female, and an object, 对吧
So let's hear him again and I'll do the translation just to be clear.
他
He
他
She
他
It
How convenient.
So the characters are slightly different for those, but the tone and pronunciation is exactly the same.
Yes.
Put the three of them together, please, Jenny, would you?
他他他 Wow.
She might have said it, he, she.
Yeah. Or he, it, she. Or he.
The possibilities are limited.
Yeah. So what we're doing here, I mean, we're not really focused so much on the meaning today. What we want you to do is to just think about the tone, obviously. The fact that it's consistent tone, that it's high, it's kind of airy and floaty, if not even fairy-like. Mm. I think it has musical qualities.
Ching, ching, gan.
That's right.
Fairy.
Yeah, and before we finish, I want to bring something else up.
Yeah.
You mentioned before, Ken, that it doesn't feel natural to us.
Yes.
There's one thing I can think of that I might say in English.
Okay.
Which would be like a first tone in Mandarin.
Okay.
So when someone says something that I find really hard to believe, I might be like, what?
Ching. Whoa.
Let's hear it again, John. That was a good one.
What?
What? She. So
that's the first tone in English.
Oh, that's a great mnemonic.
It is. What?
Shall we try to speak, to say an English sentence or in the first tone? Yeah.
All right, we're going to sound like robots. Let's do it.
How?
I don't think you can do it.
I can do it, no problem.
I love it. How about you?
That's interesting. I didn't realize that robot speak is all first tone.
Yeah.
Wow.
So go out and rent Robot Cop?
Yeah.
Is that the movie we did?
Robot Cop.
Movie Madness several days ago.
That's a bit different.
Okay.
Now, that was interesting. I never thought about that.
All right. So that's first tone. And if you need help with the others, we'll be back.
Yeah. So maybe we could hear some of those tones again as we go out. We had...
Xing. We had Qing and Gan and Ta, Ta, Ta.
There you go.
Yes.
All right.
That's the first tone for you.
Yes, so we'll be back with some more tones.
Indeed.
See you next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
As much as we love to talk about ourselves.
Chinese pod.
Chinese pod.
Chinese pod.
Chinese pod.
We'd rather hear what you have to say.
Ken, Jenny, and a cup of coffee. That's my morning.
It's Mandarin on your terms. Everybody's talking. Chinese pod.